This morning, the Chancellor received support for his response to the recession in a survey of leading economists conducted for the Financial Times. Two-thirds say he's right to cut taxes and boost public spending now, but a similar number blame the government for the state the public finances are in. Oliver Marsh Hartwich from the Centre for Independent Studies in Australia says that was an issue long before the current world economic problems emerged. So too, he says, was Britain's poor record on savings.
The savings rate in Britain has declined from a level of about 8 or 9% of national income to below zero between 1992 and 2004. So Britain has, for the last 5-6 years, not really had any net savings whatsoever. So it's quite important to get that up again. You cannot have an economy for a long time where there are no savings at all, because the savings actually pay for the investments. Otherwise, you have to borrow the money from outside. And you see that the pound has already lost about 30-40% against the euro and against the dollar over the last 18 months. So international investors are already sending a message to Britain that current levels of spending, current levels of borrowing are not sustainable. So you have to get that in order. Otherwise, you will lose credibility and you will put more pressure on the pound.
So do you think that the government has been too optimistic in its forecasts?
The government has been too optimistic for the past few years. If you go back through all the pre-budget reports and the budget itself, you can see that the government has consistently underestimated the budget deficit. And therefore, I think we have to be very careful about the current forecast too, because the 8% deficit for 2009 can only be reached if the current recession turns out to be shallower than all previous recessions. I don't think that's likely.
Isn't a bit of optimism by politicians a good thing, because it might help to restore confidence and thereby in itself play some role in getting the economy moving once more?
I think what you need to do is you have to restore confidence, but you cannot restore confidence by putting in place one emergency measure after the other. What you have to do is you have to slow down, let the market clear out the previous excesses and wait until the situation settles.
If fiscal stimulus is potentially so damaging, why have so many other governments, not just Britain, gone down this route?
Well, because it's a very populist measure, isn't it? You give the impression that you're doing something, although you, in reality, are achieving very little with that. All it does is it leaves you with a lot more public debt afterwards. You look back at all previous experiences, look at the 1970s, at the oil crisis, when governments around the world thought it was necessary to put in place fiscal stimulus packages. It had a limited effect for a limited time, but afterwards you were left with a legacy of debt.
What are the longer-term consequences of maintaining this policy approach?
According to the government's own figures, after 5 years, or the government spending more than it gets in tax revenue, is an additional £500 billion in public debt, which will get the official level of debt up to 57% of GDP. So that means you have to increase taxes, you have to cut back on public expenditure. There is a long-term problem with public debt, and I think we shouldn't get there. We should really try to get a house in order now.
Oliver Mark Hartwich.